So we're learning Siman Tafrei Samach Dalad. So we saw Siv Beis, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, we didn't see Mishabur yet. We're holding Mishabur, so we're cutting Yud Aleph. He says, "When Etlan Arava B'yam Zeh Zechel Mikdash, we take an Arava on the eighth, the seventh day of Shana Raba Zechel to the Mikdash Shetilas Arava Hayisham Alachol Moshe Sinai. There, there was Alachol Moshe Sinai to take the Arava. Can all you some mitzvah? So this is how they did it. They would bring large rubber branches. They would place them next to the mizbeach. They were quite tall. They would stand on the ground and reach over the top of the mizbeach. The people would come and take them from the around the mizbeach and shake them. Why don't we do they did it all 7 days? So why aren't we taking the rubber all 7 days? Because lulav, which has ikir min atara, the emerishin hu min atara, afik lulav, there was a mitzvah deraisa of lulav outside the mikdash for 1 day. So if they don't like zechel mikdash, we do zechel mikdash for 7 days. Our rabbi, the less the ikim and the tarot, big vulan, there's no concept of chal of a rabbi be outside the mikdash. So da'i shenabed law zechel mikdash yemechel, 1 day of zechel mikdash is sufficient. V'kavayam shvi la rabbi, yosim yemachel, so they chose the 7th day. Kim shemikdash ha'yagam ken yoser kedusha b'yemezeh, they interacted with the Arava differently on the 7th day. So therefore it makes sense that they were going to choose. And they said they would go around 7 times as opposed to 1 time. So we do that. We don't make a bracha. Shurak minig and vim shenhigu asom lasers kain lobateras takana. So the eager din was to put it around the mizbeach. That was they took it and they walked around with it. That was a minig and the vim. It wasn't so much the vim instituted as that you must do that, but that's what they did. They told people, let's do this. Well, shach levarach v'larmar mitzivanu. You can't say mitzivanu because they never were mechai of you to do that. They would bring a rabbis to the shul to sell, like in the mikdash, that the people in charge would supply, bring a rabbis to the mikdash. The shulchan bezin would bring the rabbis to the mikdash. Okay. Gimel. Sif Gimel. Yesh mishar mer sha'afi yemezeh mekivim lulu balulu barava. Some people say the minig is not even on the Shana Raba, that you walk around with a dalad minim, not with a rava. And the Shulchan Aruch says the minig is to walk around with the rava. Let's see Mishabur over here. Yudal Shaf b'yamizeh b'shalom rekabay b'yamim akadim she'nolam arava. Like there's like the first 6 days, the hakavas that you do are holding the dalad minim because there's no rubber at all on those days. Okay, so they say also we take just the dalad minim, right? But the Shulchan Aruch said the ma'aseh the minig is not like that. But rather they go around gam b'rava. So why do we do both? The Gemara eats a plug the imakiv and melula of rava. The Gemara actually has a machloek is what they would walk around holding, whether it was the dalad minim or the rava. With every shanasir long, command them the makiv and melula. So the first opinion over here says you're makiv melula. Comes along, the second opinion says no, you go around with both. This way you're kind both shitas. Minigalim who kedelot is koladeus. They say you go both ways. Shagam man damer belulav. One said you go around with a lulav. Ain posel imakiv a rava. It doesn't mind if you go around with a rava. Cheman damer ba rava. Ain posel imakiv a lulav. Doesn't mind if you go around with a lulav. So you go. You take both. Ryan the kamei b'siv zayin b'hagob that So that the Ramah will say that our minig is, we'll see what the Ramah says our minig is, that you only take the lulav preferably and not the arava. If you don't have, if there's no lulavim in the city, as opposed to this individual person not having, we mentioned this before, but if there are none in the city at all, so then you do go around carrying the rubbers. Dalit. Shir rubbazeh, zoafilu, ola echad, babad echad. Mikra din, this rubber is one branch with one leaf. Hagomiu mechur, hu liyos ola echad, babad echad. It's insulting to just take that. Okay, no golasas of shanas yofim, mishim zakelim abeyu. Because there's a kelamay, you try getting the nicer shabbos. So, Shemur says that therefore it's preferable to have three branches, and Arizal was the one who said that you should have five branches, al pi kabbala. You should have five branches, which is what most people do nowadays. Mishir Arka, how long tall they have to be? Kishir Ark, a rubber, Shemalulu, they have to be at least the same length as a rubber and a lulu, which is three tefachim. Whatever would disqualify the rava used in the lulav would also disqualify the arava of Hashanas. You bang it two or three times on the ground or on a keli. We'll see, there's a minute to hit it five times. That you don't just hit it, but you do a nanum with it. You do nanum and then you hit it. Okay. So the Mishabura Tezai and Hoshanas Yafim. So the Mechaber said one leaf, one branch is enough. So, but that we should make them as nice as possible, what Ramah said. Shabur says it preferably should be three bottom. Shema Rizal Kosum Chamisha bottom should be five branches. Kashir Arach, it has to be the length of the height of the rubber in the lulav at least. That is Shashatakam, which is three tvachim. The only thing which we were more lenient on the Rava of Hashanahs is that you only one branch. And one leaf and one branch. But everything else is the same. You should take them not attached together. They should be bound together, and that is our minhag to bind them together. It can't be stolen, it can't be tried out. It wasn't totally dried out. Ela kamush is withered, but not totally dried out. Bavadi kosher, that's kosher. It probably should be fresh. In the mikdash, they would put them into containers with water to keep them fresh. They're still going to be kosher, so you see that obviously it's preferable that they should be as fresh as possible. Okay. Alakarko alakli. So the mechaber gave you an option of banging it on either on the ground or onto a keli. Hashem Arizal Koso, the dafka lakarka has to be on the ground specifically. The mechaber says two or three times. Yakbut hey chavotis, and the Arizal says five. So you bang on the ground five times, not more, not less. Matayv lachud tchila ala karka hey chavotis. So Mishra Berurah says, what you should do is the following. You bang it on the ground five times. And that's it. You don't do any more on the ground. That's the reason I said it's only five times. The minister is to knock off the leaves that you're banging against the kli. And you don't have to get all the leaves off, and that doesn't have to be perfect. But so there is a minute to get off the leaves, but that's a separate from the chavita, the chavata bekarka. Okay. Siv hey.
Did we do that?
Are we going to do what?
Do we? No, I mean, is our practice? I haven't seen people to get all the most of the leaves off.
Yeah. He'll do it afterwards. Uh-huh. I don't know. I do it afterwards.
What's the?
All right. It says. They tell me to do it, so.
Okay.
I don't know. But I do it.
Okay.
Hey, sif hey, when it tell us el bifni hatzmo, so you got dover acher imo, when you got dover acher in lochish, you shouldn't bind anything else with it, but the fact that there's something else in your hand is not a problem. This is obviously using it for the purpose of the mitzvah of Chavat Zarav. Something that's in your hand acts as a chatzitza between your hand and the rubber. There's no din of holding it. So halach of holding it, there'd be a problem with chatzitza. So. Okay. Vav. You can't reuse the rubber of the lulav even if you take it twice. What's the daliminum? What's for the rubber of the day? Echel shem lulav, echel shem rubber. Some say you could be yotze with that. Mishabura chaval. Yesham shiyotze b'hainu. Echel shem lulav, echel shem. You picked up twice the Shemar Rava. The second time, the Ishaka Bezeh Shul Hashem Mitzvah. It's now it's obvious you're doing it for the purpose of the Rava Mitzvah. That I feel the day of Rishonah that Yotze by Rava Shabalulav. That I feel Mancho a Gura Balulav. Yim Shar Minim. That's only as long as when it's part of the Lulav, you can't be Yotze Rava with that. Avim Hitra Ogder Shalulav Lachar Tila. If you detached it from the Lulav. Then you took it as a separate entity, so it's clear you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah of Rabbah, and then you're yotze the mitzvah of Rabbah with that. Okay.
So if they sell out of the Rabbah to the yeshiva, you could rely on that second method? Something that people do.
Which part?
If you've already taken the lulav, then you could take out your rava and use it and hit it on the floor 5 times.
Yeah, make rhythm. Yeah. Zayin yesh misho armer shenon yochel litlo ima lulav. You should not be holding it at the same time that you're using holding the aluminum for the purpose of the mitzvah, of the bracha, or after the bracha during halal. Till after you've made the bracha on the lulav, you've shaken the lulav, taken the lulav and shaken it properly. Then, if you want to hold the rav at the same time, you could, but till then, you should not do that. Why? If you took it earlier, you're touching on the veira of Baal Tosef, you're adding on more to the mitzvah. There's an issue derisa of Baal Tosef. You can't change and add more to the mitzvah. So, the example which the Rashi gives in Chumash, a Baal Tosef person says he's going to give 4 psukim of Berachos Kahanim, but 5 parshiyos in the on the tefillin. So here he's taking a separate item, an extra item of Arava with the lulav, besides the Arava of the lulav, that's going to be considered baltois, according to this opinion.
Would that be true if you had three Aravas in your
No, because the shear of actually how many rabbis is not preferish in the pasuk. It says arve nochal, which is two, the plural. So we darshan at least two. So, right, but if you're taking it as a separate item, that it looks as if you're adding a fifth element to the dalad minim.
Right.
That's what becomes problematic.
And two lulavim, that might be a problem.
Correct, because that was his kapas. The Mormon is written chaser kapas singular. So you only take one. Therefore, v'im arad anua rishon. After you've already shaken your dalam minim, but by the bracha time, then you can hold it during halal with the lulav. But kolshkem mashasakava. Obviously, when you're walking around, holding both is not a problem. Al bi shema shakosim shim not la oberim shemal teisiv. So this quote over here, it's interesting the way the Shulchan represents this. He quotes this from the Rebbe Shlomo ben Harashbatz, Hashem HaGadim, Harashbatz v'Tshuva. So the Shulchan quotes this thought of the son of the Rashbatz. And the Shulchan Aruch is giving commentary. Even though he says over Baltosiv, I think it's incorrect. Because we had before, there is a discussion. Maybe you're allowed to have more. You're allowed to have multiple Arabas. So you're allowed to have multiple Arabas. If it's in the thing, it's out of the thing. I don't see it should be a difference. But the Maitre, he's right that you don't take it with it at the same time.
What's the point? He already, the Chabar already said.
Right, so he's saying now that's a Yesh Misha Omer. Now it comes, it's now the Shulchan Aruch responding to that and saying, even though I personally hold that that's incorrect, you're not Rebbe Baltosiv, but it might say it's correct to be Machmer for his opinion. And have to look at the word. Why shouldn't, you know, what do you lose by being careful with what he said? So. Because of oid, the gam archer and the tilim and the nu, it's certainly true. So, rabba the vada the hakashichayv. Even after you finished doing the mitzvah dalaminim, if you lump it together with the dalaminim, it's not clear that you're doing it as a separate own responsibility. Then, during the actual time of chavata, you're only holding the rabba, not the dalaminim, and that's clear at that moment that you're fulfilling your obligation. The minhag pasha, which he says they would actually hold it together during the nanua time also, not like this yesh mishaymer, and during the time of hakafa walking around until time of chavata, but not the rabba levada. Then you put the lulav down. You're only holding the rabba. That's the minig. So the Rama, b'yoshetayv shelo yit litam a lulav klal. However, it's better not to do any of this, never to hold together the lulav. But for nerdly im a lulav, dearly the lachar shehikiv yoser lulav yodeh b'yechus a rov. Even those who hold the two together when they go around b'shas hakafa, because we had a b'chayz in the morah where they go around b'shas hakafa with the dalaminim or with the arava. Understand? But after you finish the hakafa, why are you holding the lulav still? Just hold the arava. So if you're holding both together, nearly shalachah shehikiv yoser lulav miyodah miyechus arava. Then you'll hold the arava. Shem hashanas shoysim. That's the hashanas which refer to hashanas. The vad calls man shemrim tachanim shalamayim menanim hashanas b'shoa shemrim hashanas arugach chayv demesam. So he says the only exception over here is you wait till after the bakash you make for water, because then you're then when you put down your dalamin and take your arava. Okay, Mishavura Sekot and Chabez. Acher Hananu Harisha Hatam. The Kaimelon Shalob is Manoi some mitzvah, and over al bal toisiv, as you chaver lahoisiv al mitzvah. So the people would say that you wait till after the first nanua is the following thought. The Gemara says that it comes about toisiv, mitzvah about toisiv. Bismanoi, you're ever about toisiv, you hold mitzvah and chichos kavana. You're over bal toisiv even al kavana. Once it's after this, that's not this man anymore. A person will only be ever bal toisiv when he has kavana. So a person sits in the sukkah on the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the Zman of Mitzvah anymore. So unless he has Kavana to do it, the shame being Moisiv on the Mitzvah, he's not a Rebel Tosef. If a person would theoretically, if you hold Lila's on Tillin, a person puts on Tillin Belila, not the shame Mitzvah, he's not a Rebel Tosef. He puts on Belila, he'll Lila Lava's on Tillin, because you want to get the mitzvah of Tillin, then you're being moisiv on the mitzvah of Tillin. Because if you hold, we have to actually, Lila is Zman Tillin. Let's say you would hold, Lila is not Zman Tillin. So comes the Birchas Kahanim, doing it a second time, the Tosef with their grapples with, you know, can the Kahan Duchen a second time, you think, are we being about Tosef? This is to do it once a day. So he says it's not mitzvah to do it, it's not this man mitzvah anymore. If he does it, he's not mechav l'shem mitzvah to do it a second time. Be mitzvah to the mitzvah, he's not over. So he could do it a second time.
But don't matter, an individual as opposed to doing a sharpness and mitzvah.
Correct. It's not clear where Tosis gets that your chiyuv, the chiyuv is only once a day.
What about if there's not a, you know,
there's one
minion there, and you're the only
Kohen
available?
So Pasha, you're not mechuyev to do it again.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's what the Tosef says. You know, if a person would come along and say that the mitzvah is only once a day, but I believe that the mitzvah is that five times a day, you're over Bal Tosef. Right. Saying I want to do it, so you can do it. So the Mishnah Berurah finishes off and says, "Well, Hakim Shavur Mitzvah." So the Nanuim is the mitzvah. So you've done that. You're finished with that already. Hareish l'bismanoi. So it's not the zman of the mitzvah anymore. So now you're taking the lulav with an extra rova, but it's not the zman mitzvah anymore. So if you're mechavan that you want to redo the mitzvah in a different way, I would say, whoa, you're not mechavan for that. Who haloi lokim lahoisav al mitzvah lulav kimish shel lekichas rova. He wasn't trying to change the mitzvah or add on to the mitzvah. So he's not over anything. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, listen, that which the Rashbat said, that b'shman mitzvah yerbu bal toisiv, I think is a mistake. Tosu b'yon enek. Who was a l'shitosu? This is the Shulchan Aruch going according to his opinion. The Pasuk Leel, b'shim atarvash analysis, tezvav, the rov, v'adas, moisiv bal, kol ma'asher yirtze. So he said before, you're really allowed to have multiple, you know, the two rovas and three adas, it's not limiting. You can do more. You'll see by Taka, go to the coastal, you know, see the Timon over there, they take seven hadassim. Instead of three. So Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to add more. So where's the Bal Tosef? You're having extra rubbers, no. Okay. Then he says furthermore that even after the Netzil and Anua, you should hold the rubber separately. So the point is to make sure that you understand it's a different mitzvah. Then he came in the minhag parsha over here is that you would take the arava with the lula of b'shas shachris, b'shas nanua, b'shas akava, you would invite to take the two together, and then time akabata, you only hold the arava. We said before, we do this because the Yesharim is given a lulav, Yesharim is given a rava. Since we have two opinions, one says you take the lulav, one says you go around carrying the rava. So the eight says, do both. But then he said, but Yesha Tov, Shalolitla im a lulav kla. So you do the rava, it should be only focused on the rava, there shouldn't be anything else distracting you. Any problem, chatzitza, whatever. He was very strong up in Kabbalah, you don't do both at the same time. So what do you do? According to this opinion, after you put down the lulav, then you take the arav. Shalach ha-sheikav yasar ha-lulav miyad. After you went around, you put the lulav down. Rasulam ha-daloi kumar yisha-oichsam ha-lulav im arav ha-adshas ha-chavata. Not like those which hold both together, but rather you hold one, you put it down, you take the second one. The Ramah says that's what we do. Rashkenazim. Okay, Yeshishomer Shashana Shabalulov, Abishin is Nizraka, Ain Lifter Allah, but Ain Lael Basim Chaval of Kabitzitzis. This is not talking about you're discarding it. Person takes out the Hoshana Shabalulov. Shana Shabalulov, interestingly enough, we use the word Hoshana, it's referring to the Rava. The more you use the phrase Hoshana Shabalulov, referring to in the Lulav, it's referring to the Dasa. So you took it out, see, even though you threw it out, you put it, which is says Mutter, you can't do Minig Bizoyant to it. You know, in other words, it's considered Tashmi, it's a mitzvah, so there's no chiv of Geniza. They are nizrak and you can throw them out, but you can't throw them out with day, which is derech bizoyin. Shana shabalulav chavches. Well, then a rabba shall hashana, and mazalzal, but you can't, the rabba of the lulav package, you can't be mazalzal either. So he sends you back over there that chutei tzitzis, even though they are also only tashmi shem mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of geniza, and there's person who argue that if there's no chiyuv of geniza, putting geniza is a bizoyant to the kisvei kodesh, which are chayav in geniza. The limud zchus is nowadays there's some things that are geniza which are not chayav in geniza, so the tzitzis aren't really a bizoyant either. But the law is that they don't need the geniza. They can be thrown out, but they can't be done derech bizoyin. So a lot of places suggest if you throw it out into the garbage, that might be derech bizoyin because all of the just junk there with it. But if you double wrap it, so it won't get wet, so then you have to throw it out. It's not derech bizoyin because nothing else is touching it. Yes, that's where the suggestion of wrapping or double wrapping it comes from. Tess. Yesh mishormer shosu lahonis min arava la'akar nitilasa. Well, histola mitchit mikora. The rubber that you use for Hashanahs, you can't use for anything else unless you made it tonight originally. The kuliyam yarma iskatsoy the mitzvah. So for that day, it's set aside for the mitzvah purpose. So you have a concept, something you use for a mitzvah, you should do it for another mitzvah. We had it by the roll that you use for a rubi chatzeris, a rubi tafshilin, you should use for hamoitzi. So we're here taking the arabas and putting them away to use them to as part of the fuel to bake the matzahs. So that would be a proper thing to do. Hissel Elamit. I remember when Ramesh Bafakvik, the Balav, the Kulayam Alma Mahani Tanah, that everybody agrees that Tanai works on that day. Alma Mahal Yerba Mataras, the Divishachan Earth, Khan Bir Halacha, Piran the Kulayam Mahani, is that Tanai Ayn Shabar. The Tanai will work over here, and it'll be Mutter even that day. Mekara Ayn Bir Halacha. So this, you know, our minhag nowadays, many people that they say, I think I pointed out when the people who burn their lulav by b'dikas chametz, when you bir chametz, the point isn't to burn your lulav by bir chametz. The point is to use the lulav as fuel to burn the chametz. That's the mitzvah. So you're using it for one mitzvah, now you're using it for a second mitzvah to be mekayim bir chametz with it. But after you finish all your chametz, you throw in your dal minim to burn your dal minim. It's very nice, but there's nothing. You're not accomplishing anything. Okay. You know, yesh mishayimer sheyesh yisor shelo yakud tisrael arava lemitzum mistei akum. I feel a brishus akum. So we discussed this before because the akum is a gozel ara, and it's very possible that the land that he has is stolen. but there's no gzela, there's no halacha gzela until you detach it from the ground. So if the goy detaches it, so the goy did the gzela. Now when he transfers it to the Yisrael, so it's years of Shin Rishos already, because the owner is Miyayish. The problem is, it's years and Shin Rishos, but if the Yisrael takes it himself, it's only taking an item with there's years and there's nothing else. Now, by the Dalam Minim, you need Lochem, so obviously this is a problem of Lochem. But over here, there's no din of Lochem, but at the same time, you can't use that much as a mitzvah of Aveira, that much as Xela was used to facilitate it, then you can't do. So there will be marked on that over here also. And the more says Stam that Akam or Gazli Arata, the fields of the Akam, you have to be choshed that maybe they're not really theirs. So the guy giving you a rishus doesn't solve the problem. So you're not stealing from the guy, but he's not really the owner, possibly. And then the Kesher says, Yisrael, who goes when the Yisrael cuts it, he's the Gazan. So that you don't want that. El Yakutz Akum, let the guy cut it, eat them, so he'll give it to the Jew. Similarly, if regards to being using this for the mitzvah, if Jew A cuts it off and gives it to Jew B, we have to accomplish the same thing. Some Gzulam Hain applied Bisman Chazal when they were in control of the land, etc. They were taking properties left and right, etc. Nowadays, they're much more fearful of the government. At least in the time of the Taz. Finally, Abba Simon Tafresh Lamad Zain. There, the issue was cutting down the schach. So you don't want to use schach which is stolen. So you're allowed to cut it. If the goy is not available to cut it, you are allowed to be Simon at the Mistam, it's not Gazula, and cut it for yourself. Sefer Aleph. Im Kal Yom Hashanah Rabbah B'Yom Rishon, because of the Chomer Rabbah B'Shabbos Seviyu is Kshera. If it came out day one, so the Goy knows that, listen, you know, this is his opportunity to bring willow branches to the market and sell them. You know, it's like he says, you know, this is like great. You know, willow branches, and make money on willow branches. So, but he cut it on Shabbos, so that's kosher. Because the guy's not doing it for the Jews, he's doing it to make money. So he wants to sell it. He's doing all das atzmai. However, if the Jew told him to cut it, for hesi b'davar, and that's something which is known, so yesh lahakra im loy, im yesh la rabba chersi. If another rabbi, you should not use that. So now let's say the Jew asked the guy to cut it. So now it's a problem, because the guy is doing it all das the Yisrael, and that's also to do. So the Jew definitely did something wrong. But that we should now apply the rule of mitzvah avera to the item. You don't apply that. Why? The acher klois avera lekim mishum mitzvah avera. Mitzvah avera doesn't mean that something was brought about because of it. It means right now, during the mitzvah, you're doing something improper. That's the Magen Avraham. V'yesh v'chernim shemfak v'kim b'zeh. Some disagree that they're not sure about that. That kalam asina b'rash v'shehita b'zeh al chetivo b'erb Shabbos stam shim v'zumonos lo b'motzi Shabbos. So the Rash's case, which is the source of this That shita is a case where he told the goy Erev Shabbos. The goy could have cut it Erev Shabbos. He said, "Let me make sure you have ready Motzei Shabbos." So the goy says, "Why should I cut it now? It won't be fresh. I'll cut it tomorrow on Shabbos. It'll be fresh. Motzei Shabbos will look nicer." But that's the goy's decision. It wasn't the Jew's decision. The Jew, these are saying that the smuggler of Rambam B'Shem Rashba is not right. He was only makel in a scenario where the goy had time to do it Erev Shabbos. So then the choice of the goy to do it on Shabbos was his own decision. Stam Shimon's own is low Motzei Shabbos. So Yochel cuts him in he could cut it Erev Shabbos. So the decision to cut on Yom Tov, that was his own decision. or Shabbos, his own decision. So that which these Akronim are assuming, that the Magen Rambam says that even if he told him to cut it on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter to use Motzei Shabbos, that's not, we don't see that. He says, the case where the Jew told him to do it, and it's known, because remember he told me, saying we're about to make a leave, even if the Jew told the guy to do it. Right? These Akronim, notwithstanding. I feel Lloyd Sivor looks at Shabbos. Rock Amr Shadei Muzuman is leading Motzei Shabbos. He told the guy, "Listen, I expect it ready to go Motzei Shabbos. I need 100 of them, and I'm picking it up 5 minutes after Shabbos." And he tells him this 5 minutes before Shabbos. So obviously, you told him to cut on Shabbos. That's the equivalent of telling him to cut on Shabbos. Okay, it's all to here.